Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. Welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You. And today I'm delighted to have all the way from Naples in Florida, Peggy Siofan. She has a lot of experience in this field. In fact, currently she is doing a PhD in naturopathic medicine. We'll get to that a little later. But her insights are going to be great and important in this notion of how we can heal, how we can move on, how we can make major changes in our life through a variety of different tools, techniques, inspiration. Peggy, great to have you on the show.
Howard, it is awesome to be here with you. And I have two quick things to say to you. One is you have the most amazing voice. And the second is I love the name of this, The Miracles Within. And it so resonates with me. So thank you for inviting me to join you.
Well, that's okay. I can put on all sorts of accents, so I won't change if you like this particular one, which happens to be my natural UK-based, somewhat moderated after years abroad. But anyway, yes, thank you. So tell us a little bit about your trajectory and how you get to be where you are today.
So how much time do we have? I won't rant on. No, I'm teasing. So I started out in New York City as a journalist. And so I've always been very intrigued and interested in new ideas and exploring avenues that I might not even know about, but want to know about. And the trajectory actually took me to getting a PhD and reinventing myself because I just kept changing careers as I kept discovering new things that I was more and more interested in. But living in New York City was extremely stressful. And I found that I would go through these literal manic phases of being very high and creative and then crashing and burning. And I say that figuratively and literally, because I actually used to ride a motorcycle around New York City.
Oh my gosh.
And there were times when I just wasn't focused, I wasn't paying attention, and I'd have an accident or I'd get hit by a taxi. So I really felt that I had to begin to explore looking at ways of mitigating those levels of stress and anxiety. And so that's what started me on this very exploratory path. And so I've been trained now by world masters and really ancient wisdom teachings, world-renowned yogi masters. And so I'm trained in many different modalities. And then I'm also trained in Western traditions, functional medicine with Mark Hyman and functional nutrition and neurolinguistic programming. And then I even took it further into esoteric healing modalities. So I've really covered the gamut. And so I developed Mind Body Fitness for Life, which really brings all those different teachings together. But to really go further, last year I enrolled in a doctorate PhD program in natural medicine. And now I am just going even deeper into all the things that I'm so fascinated about.
Yeah, that's great. And we should celebrate the fact that integrated medicine, naturopathic medicine is getting more acceptance. Could do with more, but is getting more acceptance today. And again, we want to get away from the binary thinking of, oh, it's got to be all scientific and rational, or no, it's all got to have, basis in ancient and nature. The
Yeah, and
combination is what works, I think.
exactly. And as we talked earlier, that linear trajectory is limited. That creates boundaries. Yet we like to have that scientific evidence of what is going on and what we can analyze to a point. But we do need the other elements of really understanding our greater connection to quantum fields and to entanglements and so many of the things in the neurosciences that really we've just been unveiling within the last 10, 15 years. So we really are on a fast learning integration. And I really love that combination because you can't just stay in one camp. You really do need to blend all of those elements to really get to the root causes and to really get to that place of mind-body integration.
Yeah, absolutely. And you yourself, as you said, you were stressful in the city as you were developing your career. What helped you in, what was the inspiration, as it were, that would took you from that, difficult, stressed, confused state into something with greater clarity? I'm sure it wasn't just one thing and it wasn't a magic moment. Maybe it was. But what were the factors that helped you manifest?
It's a great question. Actually, multi factors. And I teach to this very often that adversity leads to breakthroughs. And as I kept becoming confronted by these adversities, whether it was illness or accidents or mental collapse, where I literally had a nervous breakdown in my 20s, and that forces you to sit up and pay attention and to figure out some solutions. And it took me a while. I mean, it was small steps. But one of the biggest transformations I experienced was actually working with world-renowned yogi master Amrit Desai. He's known as Sri Amritji. He was one of the first yogi masters to come from India to bring yoga to the West back in the 1960s. And what he taught me was really that leap into mind-body connection. And in fact, I've done a book with him, Embodying the Power of the Zero Stress Zone, and we're working on another book. And it really is about the fact that you are not who you think you are. We have all of these old experiences that we accumulate over our lifetime, and we react to the present actually through those filters of what's happened before, which again is somewhat tailored to our survival, but in many ways it doesn't serve us because we judge one another based on someone else that came from our childhood, perhaps. And so we're not even reacting to what the person in front of us is saying. So I found that really fascinating. And I got very, very interested in just human behavior and the influences that we have. Excuse me. And as a journalist, how important words are, and how words come from thoughts, and how important thoughts are, and how that becomes really manifested in our bodies and create blockages when we have anger, or when we have anxiety, or when we have stresses. So I just found all of that so fascinating that I mean, I'm still seeking, I'm still searching because we're all a work in progress. And when we look at the bigger picture, that picture keeps getting bigger and bigger. And then dialing in the elements that bring it all together takes a little bit of time, effort, and interest.
No
So.
question. And being able to get into that right mindset, because clearly one of the important things is to be able to throw off your normal lens through which you see the world. And that's not particularly easy thing, or something that most people are even introduced to, unless they've done the sort of studies that you have. But it's so important, as you know, so many people carry around complete misconceptions of themselves that absolutely influences every aspect of their life.
Absolutely.
And freeing people of that's a bit of a miracle in itself. Because if you ditch all of these old things, and see, these are habitual. These are habitual. One exercise, and I'm sure you have something like this too, that I like to ask my clients is, where did you get that idea from? Where were you? Oh, I don't know. I've always had it. Yeah, well, can we take you back? Oh, yeah, your dad told you that when you were four, you know?
Exactly. And that's what I see in a lot of my clients. I'm actually a personal development coach and I'm a board certified health coach. And what I see so often is people who got this very early belief in childhood that they're just not good enough. They'll never amount to anything and they just don't have the capabilities. And they believe that and they carry it into adulthood. So important. So much of when I work with young parents, I always impress upon them, pay attention to what you're saying to your children because it has an enormous impact. And sometimes in a moment of self-anger or just an irritation, parents say things to their children that you can't take it back. Once it's said, and the child takes it in. But so many adults develop these patterns. And what's really beautiful about the neurosciences is that we can break those patterns. You're not stuck, you're not rooted in that belief unless you choose to be. It's your choice.
And showing people, first of all, introducing that idea to them, then getting them to accept it, then allowing them to experience different tools that help them do it. That is a miracle in a way in itself. It is transforming somebody who for years may have had a particular view of themselves that is completely wrong. And it's probably true of all of us, or at least the vast majority, because parents are people too, so they've got their own issues and their own perspectives. And you're not given parent training to on these things unless you're working with them. And we all have them. The question is, how do we realize we have them? And when we realize, can we change them? And how much do they influence us? It's a major impact on health, isn't it?
It is a very major impact on health, and we can actually see how many of these thoughts get stored in specific areas of the body and cause these blockages, which then cause pain, which then lead to disease if it isn't addressed. And many people don't realize that they're creating truly their own world through their beliefs, their thoughts, their actions, and all of that can be adjusted through mindfulness and different tools and techniques that we can talk about if you like. But it is amazing how much people can transform and how we are each a miracle within. We each have this human potentiality that just needs tapping into, and there's many different ways to tap into it. And that's the exciting part. So what works for you, Howard, may not work for me or may not work for the listener, but there are different choices of tools that will work. And so some of it is a little bit of experimentation. It isn't one size fits all. And it's also about finding something that is sustainable for you.
Yes, and the experimentation is important. It's
Yes.
because it's about experience. That's what it's about, the experience, right? It's not
Right.
about learning facts and all that. It's about experiencing, manifesting, aspects of that. As you say, those ideas, those thoughts resonate, impact, almost every cell in your body potentially.
It does. And it's really about the journey. So many people are sort of caught up in the destination or caught up in the future. Well, when I have that big house, I'll be happy. What about being happy right now? This is all part of the journey, and it's your choice to be happy or to constantly be struggling. And again, there's things you can do to mitigate the stresses, the struggles, that mindset that's keeping you blocked or keeping you, with boundaries that you can break through.
And not always having a big house makes you happy. There's a lot to do in a big house. And one of my clients was married, a wealthy couple, lived in this big fancy home. They had some marital difficulties. They ended up divorcing. And I saw her about a year or so later. And I said, "Oh, how are you doing?" She said, "Oh, I live in a mobile home, out in the middle of nowhere." And she said, "I've never been happier."
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's the thing. It's really not about what you have. It's really about who you are and how you show up in the world. So when people go after what they think is important, they realize it's really not what's going to fulfill me. And so they constantly are seeking these, potential future satisfactions. And then they get there and it's not satisfying at all. So that's when it comes back to the miracle within, looking back within oneself, finding those places within oneself that's connected to that greater field and that greater sense of connectedness. And I really feel this is another big conversation, which I won't go into, but I feel like back in the pandemic, people were so isolated and so disconnected that we're finding now more than ever the importance of community and integration with other people, interaction with other people, and that kind of connectedness, really developing that so important, especially for older people.
Absolutely. Hold that thought because we will go into that after the short pause for our last commercial break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today I'm with Peggy Seelfon, talking about lots of things, integrative medicine, natural medicine, and more specifically, being more realistic and understanding how your mind body really works and influences you. We were just talking before the break there about the huge, massive importance of social connection.
Absolutely. Having interrelationships, being Feeling like you belong, being part of a tribe, being able to resonate with people you're with are so important. And especially for personal growth. You know, Jim Rohn, who was one of Tony Robbins' first mentors, and I actually worked on a book with Jim Britt, his co-mentor. He would say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time around. And so if you don't like who you are, I always tell my clients, you need to find new friends. Move out of your comfort zone. You don't grow from your comfort zone, and discover new possibilities and new connections. And it really helps nurture the very high vibrational frequencies of things like love and gratitude and compassion and caring. And too many people focus on what they lack, and they focus on the negatives, the anger, the fear, the stress. And what that does is shut down their, you know, it detaches them from their prefrontal cortex, which makes decisions and helps them really see reality as it is. And they end up in a state of non-functional, mindset. And so it's really important to come back to mindfulness, being aware of what you're thinking, not suppressing what you're thinking, but just notice it. And if your thoughts are negative, just take a little bit of time every day to just think about, okay, what can I say I'm grateful for today, even if it's just one thing? And I've done this with a lot of my clients, and one in particular suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, Susan, and she found this transformational, such a simple little technique of just changing the way you think, and it changes literally the psychosomatic feelings in the body when you think gratitude instead of anger. I mean, it's a whole vast separation of responses on a cellular level. And Masaru Emoto, I'm sure you've talked about him before. I mean, he did a wonderful series of studies that really showed the impact of those words, those thoughts, those feelings, as he froze in water, someone saying anger or hate, and someone saying love and compassion. And the difference in the frozen water, one was ugly and dirty, and the other looked like snowflakes and beautiful and ethereal and angelic. So important to be sensitized about just paying attention to those subtle thoughts that you're having, and even your self-talk is so important.
Oh, huge, huge. And one of the concerns that I have was along with many others about the development of technology in AI and the ability of everyone to reach pretty much anyone else on the planet and tell them anything they want, whether it's got any validity or not. The concern I have of that is that it makes people distrustful. It makes them want to withdraw. It does not invite social connection. I think it does the opposite.
You know? I think you are so right. And it's funny because I'm a techie. I love technology and I find it fascinating. And in the doctorate program I'm doing right now, we're talking about natural medicine and the integration of technology, which empowers individuals to know their health parameters, you know, your sleep levels, your oxygen levels, your heart rate variability, all of those things you can monitor and be aware. So that's a good thing. That's really a positive thing. But I agree with you on this level of misinformation and falsehoods and what is real, what isn't real, what's fact, what's not. That kind of brings me back, Howard, to what we were just talking about in terms of social connection. People to people, when you look in someone's eyes, you know the truth. You know what they're saying. You feel their energy. It's a whole different kind of connection. So I'm really seeing, even now, more importantly than ever, that we need that person-to-person connection. Leave the technology out there. Take it for what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, decipher what you can, but don't get so turned off that you disconnect from everything.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is evidence that people who've, you know, the generation that's grown up from born into tech and spent so much time on their screens are just not getting the social skills, because virtual interaction is not the same as real interaction, right? It isn't, and we know that the brain does not process things in the same way And you've got to have had enough experience in person to person to develop compassion and a little emotional intelligence and really understand where people are coming from and when to say and not to say. That doesn't happen in virtual. You know, somebody gets you annoyed in virtual, you just switch off. Well, not practical in real life. And this is one of the problems, I really believe, with a serious decline in mental health in young people.
I agree.
And in fact, Sapiens Labs, I know, do mental health around the world, research in, you know, lots of countries. You know, and their recent reports, including this year's one, seriously declining mental health in that young 18, 19, 20-year-old group. And in fact, one of those researchers told me that she thought that an 18-year-old today had the social skills equivalent of a 10-year-old pre-internet. And I think that makes perfect sense. I mean, it's sad, but it makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. And I think you're absolutely right. I've been working with a 14-year-old named Jake, who I've had to train him how to look in someone's eyes because he's so used to looking down at his digital device. He doesn't know. You're right. The basic social skill of looking at someone when you're talking to them and being able to really feel the energy because they're all so electronic that that's their orientation. So I agree with you that is. And I actually wrote an article in Medium series about, you know, questioning this technology, and we are so addicted to it that my question is it actually changing our brain structure? And I really do believe it is because of the way, you know, just the photons, and we know that it interrupts sleep patterns at night. So this is an area of concern. However, when we look at it, maybe this is part of our evolution. Maybe yes. That's where we're all going. I don't know the answer to that, but it is a fascinating question.
It's an important question because it's not just the technology, let's face that. It's how it is being used by people. You're being used to manipulate, right? It's not right. The technology's fault that somebody wants to send out fake news, conspiracy theories, or what have you. That's just the vehicle which is done. It's the humans that are doing that, right? But it does enable people to be malicious, to be manipulative, and to do all the things that are the complete opposite of what we want to do if we want to establish great communication, social presence, compassion, trust, respect. We want that. We can't have conspiracy theories dominating, fake news dominating, angry rants against, quotation mark, the opposition. We can't have that.
But you know what? That's a whole question about the media. And I agree with you. I mean, when I was a journalist for the New York Times, and I mean, we had to be factual. We had to really make sure that everything we said, we could verify. Now we don't have that. And I see a real shift in journalism. So you're right. We're not sure. What do we believe? What do we not believe? That's where I keep coming back to community and believing your community, doing what you can within your community. Because if all of us each take a responsibility for truth and for helping to share truth and being part of that process, that's how it will change. And I really do believe that many of us light workers and we are globally connected and entangled. And I feel that there are so many of us working towards what you just articulated is really important for humankind and for our future. And I do feel like we are able to tap into that at any time. And it comes back to really being solid and secure and integrated in yourself so you can discern. You know what's real. You know what's fake. You really do intuitively. But if you're not tuned into your intuition because you're so stressed and you're out there eating really crappy food so you feel like, then you can't tune in and you can't decide. And that's what these manipulators that you've referred to are banking on. That's how they control people, because if you're not really doing the right things to keep yourself healthy and centered and integrated, then you're more prone to believe some of the misinformation and make choices that are not in your best interest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so you know, the things that you've talked about in terms of integrative medicine, much greater awareness, you know, understanding yourself much better, not prejudging or have habitual judgments, is the key to avoiding the disaster this potentially could be, right? Because it is about people being able to step outside that and develop much more critical thinking, more compassionate thinking. That's what has to happen, I think.
I think that's the key, is the critical thinking and giving people the tools to be able to, again, tune into their core, understand who they are and be solid in who they are and progress. I mean, we're all a work in progress, so there's changes that occur along the way. But I think that type of teaching really needs to start in the school systems. And we don't have that. We're not teaching kids resilience. We're not teaching them coping mechanisms. We're not teaching them how to be discerning. We're not teaching them compassion and care. So it's very unsettling to look at what's evolving. But I still have great faith and hope in humankind. And talking to you, hearing some of your guests that you've had on before really encourages me. And knowing that we are connected with people all over the globe, I work with coaches and scientists literally all over the world. I'm working with a new technology right now that actually activates one's own stem cells and non-invasive. It's a remarkable technology. And we have hundreds of thousands of people all over the world who are like-minded. And what they're focused on is helping other people live their lives better by being healthier, by having more energy, by reducing pain and suffering. And it's changing people all over the world. So being part of that, being part of these coaching forums and joint ventures are really uplifting, because we're all like-minded and wanting to share what we know and wanting to help others live their lives with greater understanding of their own potential and give them that pathway to just open up into greatness. And again, connecting to that miracle within, because we all have it.
Right. No, absolutely. Very well said. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. So,
I get passionate. Sorry.
No, don't ever apologize for getting
passionate. Yeah, I just get caught up in it because it's such a mission of mine, and I just believe so strongly in us, in being able to do what almost seems impossible, but I know we can do it.
Yeah, and that's fantastic, and that's what's needed. That's what's needed. I mean, it would be very easy to be cynical and say, oh, how do you want everyone to stop thinking in a binary way and be critical and, you know, have awareness? It'll, come on, that's never going to happen. Well, I think it has to happen. I think it can happen along the lines you've just been talking about. But we need to accelerate that process.
I agree.
We need to change a lot.
And I agree, though, that it's also us walking the walk. We can't just talk about it. We have to do it. And so, again, I see so many people doing it and being part of this movement, this global movement, to really make a difference. And I see it happening. So I feel encouraged. And I feel like the other elements that are sort of so negative and trying to undermine and manipulate people, this is a last gasp. I think they're going to fall away because we aren't going to permit it. We're beginning to call their bluffs. And also by walking our walk, we're showing people how you can be and how you can be fulfilled. And you can come from nothing and have everything you want, whatever that looks like for you. It could be a tent in the woods. It could be a mansion in Maui. It doesn't matter. It's anything you envision, you can manifest.
Yeah, and that's great. I like, really appreciate your optimism there. So keep that going. We take a short commercial break and we'll come back and we'll talk more about that and also some of your works and books, et cetera, et cetera. So stay tuned as we take this short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today I'm talking with Peggy Siofon. We're having a great conversation. About many things, not just natural medicine and the mind-body, but also very important cultural influences and ways in which we can break free and become more free of all sorts of things, false ideas, manipulation, you name it. We need to reach that level of freedom so that we are then confident and comfortable to be able to be much more receptive, open-minded, trusting than simply hostilely rejecting, because it's not what we think, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, accepting ourselves as we are and helping ourselves to grow, to be the best version of ourselves we can be. I mean, that's all part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I'm just wondering whether in your work, I'm sure you have seen lots of examples of people who perhaps come in to see you skeptical that they're really going to change, skeptical that anyone can offer them really anything different. That happens to anyone working in this field. And then miraculously, something happens that changes them.
Absolutely. And it's what is so rewarding about this work is seeing that. And I just had it happen, just the other day. I was working with a young woman who was terribly depressed. She was ready to just give up. She's really withdrawn from everything. She's managing to keep her job and keep going. But she was just totally checked out. And 1 hour of conversation and just exploring what she was experiencing and what her thought process was, literally, it opened a key to her heart and to her thought process and made her realize she's been looking at everything through a really ugly lens, and she didn't have to do that. And once she changed it, it was really quite remarkable, because she texted me the very next day and she said, "I am now in the flow. This happened and that." And she just started recounting all the amazing things that happened in the 24 hours after we spoke. So when things like that happen, we each have that miracle within. And I'll share really quick. This was a miracle that I discovered within myself, which was really mind-blowing to me. I've always wanted to write fiction, but never took the time, never could get myself away from all the nonfiction books and the studies and this, the searching and the programs. So during the pandemic, I was working on a series called Mindfulness Moments from the Paradise Coast, and I was going to really unique places where I live in Southwest Florida to share nature and mindfulness and how to activate that. And just seeing images of nature really helps calm people and reduces stress. So one of the places I went was on the beaches, which are beautiful, sandy, white beaches. And I climbed these boulders because there was a beautiful snowy white egret on the top. And I literally was so close to that egret. I was so excited to bond with him. The problem was I was barefooted, it was slippery, and I slipped all the way down from the top. Didn't want to break my camera, so I literally crushed my arm. I had comminuted fractures in the middle of the pandemic. I didn't want to go to a hospital, to a urgent care. I thought, I'll heal it. I'll just heal it. But it was so bad. There was no way I could heal it. And I was in terrible pain. So I had to have surgery, and I was terrified. I'd never had surgery in my life. So I was using a lot of my own techniques to keep myself balanced. And as I was recovering, my husband was still working. So he was gone like 13, 14 hours a day. And I was just by myself, isolated, pandemic time, no place to go. And I started downloading a story. And it was so amazing to me because every morning I would go to my computer and I would start working on it. And it would just, I never knew what would happen next with the characters. And my husband would come home from work and he'd say, I'm getting worried about you. You're spending way too much time by yourself. And I was like, wait, I'm traveling the world with these amazing characters. So I ended up with Awakening, a novel. I've won three National Book Awards, and it came out of just adversity leads to breakthrough.
No,
It's my theme. And it was so amazing to me that, and I loved being in that fictional world where I could create whatever I wanted.
yes, that's interesting given what you do about recreating people's reality. And here you are writing a fiction book where you can do that. Interestingly enough, I wrote my first fiction book last year.
Wow.
Sort of not as creative as yours and haven't won any awards yet. It's Sherlock Holmes versus artificial intelligence, and
Oh my gosh, love it.
it's a story about how a modern day Sherlock Holmes, a distant relative, takes on artificial intelligence in trying to solve a murder mystery. And so it really dives into some of the issues we've been talking about. But for someone who's written a ton of nonfiction books, writing the fiction book was different. There is absolutely no question about that. And in some ways, that might be a good metaphor for what we've been talking about. The nonfiction book, looking through your usual lens, what have you. Fiction, just suddenly letting all that go, and you can do whatever you want. There's freedom.
Absolutely. And to explore that subject from that perspective of anything goes, you can create whatever you want. That's awesome. I love that. Mine was a little more literal in the sense that it was a middle-aged woman who had a terrible motorcycle accident and wakes up and questions her whole life, because she was in a coma and started thinking, have I done it all wrong? I'm 45. What am I doing here? And so it's her journey and it takes her all over the world. And again, I never knew what would be happening next. So that was thrilling for me. I couldn't wait to get up in the morning to find out where they're going to be next.
No, that's fantastic. And that's actually what a lot of fiction writers enjoy so much about writing those books, because it's a journey for them. They don't that they're it's they're creating it as they go along.
Exactly.
Actually, that might be good if it's not part of a training for some people in this stepping outside of your own a lens. Getting people to write, a fiction short story might be a kind of cool exercise, simply in moving on from where you always see the world this way, now trying to do it a different way.
I love that idea because just the kinesthesiology of writing also kind of changes, whether it's on the computer or longhand, that gives you a different input. So, yeah, I think that would be a really interesting exercise. I love that.
And it would be. And again, thinking of people, well, of course, if people are suffering with mental, physical disabilities, disorders, that might be difficult to do that, get them to do that. But you might tone it down. I'll come
Or
back later, and I want you to tell me a little story you've made up.
you might take where you are and what you're feeling and put yourself into a character of a whole new experience. Take yourself on an adventure. Come out of that negative feeling and what would you want to feel? And what would that feel like? What would that look like? What would that sound like? Who would you be with? All those things, which is kind of what we do as in personal development coaching, but now you would do it and write short story about it, that you could feel what that would feel like, and that would help maybe transition. I love this idea. I'm going to try it, Howard.
Oh,
I'll
great.
report
Okay.
back.
I'll get credit, I hope, in the next
Of
award-winning
course,
book.
absolutely.
And of course the sort of hero's arc, the someone with a challenge tries to overcome it, the challenges they have in overcoming it, what they learn, and at the end, of course, they finally do it. That's really what we're talking about, actually. And it's no surprise that that arc is what is so engaging to people,
Absolutely.
because that's what we want.
And the thing is, too, is understanding that outcome that's confined in a book is just a part of it. That's just a chapter or a year, let's say. So there's still that evolution of, okay, what's next? Where are we going next? And realizing that it's not working towards a specific outcome. Again, it's being on a journey and working towards a lifestyle that really allows you to show up with joy and happiness and compassion for others. I mean, I think it's important when people get up in the morning to sort of ask themselves, instead of, oh, what can I get from this day? No, what can I give to this day? What can I give to others? Because that is an incredibly rewarding experience and it's very addicting. I think that's why I'm in the field I'm in. Because it's a feel good when you help others and you see someone grow and launch into a whole different kind of life than they ever thought they could possibly live. It's one of those miracles, and it really shows up in beautiful rainbow colors.
Yes, and part of what we're talking about here is expression, I think. Expression. There's an idea, you can be told it, or it can be expressed in a way that absolutely captivates somebody in a way perhaps they've never thought of before. And that's the magic, I think, really. And I don't, I'm concerned that not enough people in the healthcare, helping, coaching, all the, personal development, what have you, really understand that.
And I think there's another side of that too, and it's really feeling it. Too many people give things lip service and they don't really feel it. And it's the feelings that actually are, resonating in your cells and influencing your physical health. And so, very important to understand what a feeling of compassion is like. I work with a client who really doesn't understand what it feels like to love. They're really limited because of very early childhood traumas. And so love has become a gap that needs to be filled. And we're working towards helping her connect to that feeling and to understand what's possible. And it's a very interesting process, especially when we are, our essence is love.
Yes, really interesting. Really interesting, exactly. And it is about emotionally engaging. It is about it being embodied, because I believe our body is our subconscious, and getting those physical reactions inside your body, getting those reactions, getting the communication going. Amazing things happen when you do that. If it's just an idea that's disembodied, probably not going to go very far, right?
You're absolutely right. Yes. And that's why I say, it's so important to really embrace that total feeling. So if you have challenges with that, play act at it, like write the novel, write that short story, and put yourself just in that mindset and feel it physically so that you're starting to integrate that mind body. It is challenging. And one of the big things that really helps with that, and I know a lot of people have always had pushback to this, but meditation and breathing exercises really connects you and really brings you into the present, because especially with breath, you cannot breathe in the past and you cannot breathe in the future. You can only breathe in the present moment. So that's a really good way to bring yourself right here, right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so tell us about some of your award-winning or even not award-winning books and where people can find them and you.
Oh, thank you. So, One of my first was really a compilation of 100 different strategies for interrupting these patterns of stress and anxiety. So it's called Escape from Anxiety: Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z. And it really incorporates the ancient wisdom teachings, the yoga, the meditation, the mindfulness, and also the modern science and basic lifestyle choices that are important for our well-being. And so it's written in a way that is little bite-sized pieces, because I found that many of my clients who suffered anxiety, they don't read. Right. So I needed to sort of spoon feed it in very accessible little portions that they could just take in. So that was really fun to do. And then, as I mentioned, I did a book with Yogi Amrit Desai, Embodying the Power of the Zero Stress Zone. And we're working on one that's an even deeper dive into life and ancient wisdom and modern science, and combining that into an integration with the body and really understanding so many things that we really take for granted. So it's really fun to explore it with an enlightened master. And that's been really rewarding. And then I did the Change Insights into Self-Empowerment with, it's a the fastest growing personal development book series with Jim Britt, who's was one of Tony Robbins' first mentors, and Jim Lutz. And that's has been a joy to be involved with and to be involved with them. And that's what really connected me to these coaches all over the world who, you know, were walking the walk and talking the same talk. And the first book I collaborated with them was about 5-6 years ago. And so that was my first recognition of all of these people that are out there doing this amazing work. And so that was really exciting. And now I'm very engaged in this new book with Yogi Amrit Desai and working on my doctorate PhD, which is taking a lot of time and attention. But I love learning about the new sort of medical approach and the new levels of empowerment and the quantum field and the entanglement and so many things that sound a little woo-woo, but now there's science to support a lot of it. And so that to me is really engaging, because I feel this is the future of medicine. We can't continue in this sick care model. We really need to move into healthcare and into integration. So I'm not sure yet what my dissertation is going to be, but I'm sure it'll end up being another book. So I'm very excited to be on this path.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have an Amazon author page? I bet you do.
I do. Yes, good. I am on Amazon and Barnes and Noble and all the places. And actually, I just turned Awakening a Novel into an audiobook. So that should be out hopefully soon.
Okay.
That'll be available also on Amazon.
So Peggy Seelfon, right? SEALFON.
And people can find me through mindbodyfitnessforlife.com.
Okay, we'll have these in the show notes too. Awesome. Peggy, thank you so much for a wonderful conversation. Can't tell you how much I enjoyed it. It was really excellent. Thank you for your time, given you're so busy.
Thank you, Howard. I have really enjoyed this time with you. You are awesome. And I love the questions and the dialogue we've had. I feel like we really approach some of the non-approachable subjects in a way that I think makes a whole lot of sense. So thank you for opening those doors.
Well, thank you for being a great guest on the show. So for you listeners, till next time, if you want to check out again, themiraclewithinyou.com, also the YouTube channel, which has some video bites of some of the guests on the show, and we'll have more. Check those out. In the meantime, stay well. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.